Well, good morning, church. Good morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's so good to see everybody. If you haven't put two and two together, my joking is because there's just kind of the usual suspects here. The ones you see on camera are the ones that are here in the church today. I don't blame anybody for not coming in. I realize this weather is unforgiving in many ways. So do not sweat it. If you're watching online, and it's Sunday morning, and you're watching, or you're watching online, it's Monday afternoon. I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to share the good news of the gospel with you, regardless of the date or time or location. I hope if you hear this and you think, oh, I really wanted to get in there, and I hope nobody, you know, thinks ill of us. The answer is nobody that I'm aware of, at least. No one said anything to me about feeling ill about anybody. It's great that we're here when we can be here, but it's also great that we take care of those that need cared for, and take care of ourselves when the weather's bad like this. So we are thankful, to be perfectly honest, we are thankful and blessed to have an opportunity to share via online platforms and have that flexibility as a church. We do want to take advantage of it. If you're hearing this and you'd love to come in and visit after Corona's over or the weather has subsided, we'd love to have you. You can find that information online, but even if you feel like maybe in-person church is not right for you yet, we are so happy that you've joined us in some manner. So it's not about us. It's not about this church. It's about Jesus. It's about the glory of God, and that's what we are. That's what we're here to do. So, it's a beautiful day in many regards that we get to at least gather up and share. So, we will be wrapping up, I believe. We will be beginning Mark 15 today. Give me a second to get these slides going. 20 to the last minute. Wasn't cooperating with me last week, but I'm feeling pretty good about it today. I'm sure it's going to be just fine, give or take. So we'll be in Mark 15. We'll be kicking it off. I know you guys have been hearing me for a long time. Just to make it very clear, we do have two teaching elders here. That this maybe bears repeating a little bit. You got to listen to Mike for about 6 weeks. He stepped up in a big way when my mother passed and made it so that we usually alternate every 3 weeks. So he preached six in a row so that I had some time to grieve, mourn, take care of some stuff that needed taken care of. So I'm thankful for that. But now I'm making those 3 months, or three months, it feels like 3 months sometimes, the 3 weeks up, which is why there'll be a couple more of me today and then the next one. And then Mike will be back in the pulpit, back to 3 week rotation. So I hope you've enjoyed this and haven't been frustrated by the switching or whatnot of the person behind the podium. The message is the same. The gospel is the same. And I hope you can appreciate that. So let's go ahead and dive in. We'll be in Mark 15. If you got your Bibles, turn with. If not, it's right here in front of you, I hope, on the screen. There we go. So Mark 15, we'll just do the first 20 verses today. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man named Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he had perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Let's pray. Lord, we're right now starting to read about this horrible event, the parts that we witnessed and got to see as human beings on earth. And it's hard to read, and it's hard in many ways to consider, Lord. And it gets even harder the more we consider why it was done and why it was required. And Lord, I pray that we are able to put away a lot of the concerns of the world. There's a lot to be concerned about, Lord, and not worried, but just concerned. It's right for us to be concerned about the things of the world and making sure that us and others are okay and things like that, Lord. But for this time, for this moment here while we study together, Lord, help us put that aside so that we can understand what you have endured for us and why you have endured it, Lord. And help us to be meditative and contemplative along with your Holy Spirit, you know, imbuing us with the understanding of this scripture, Lord, to draw closer to you and understand better and deeper how immense your love was, as we sang about how deep your love was, Lord, how incredible it was to endure all of this on our behalf for your glory. Thank you for this time of study, Lord. It's in your son's name I pray. Amen. Okay, away we go. Maybe this thing's changing slides. If not, I think Emma's on the ball. You never know. It worked a little early when testing, but things have changed. It's been 20 minutes, so. So I say the storm before the storm. So normally there's a saying here that there's a calm before the storm. There really wasn't any calm. Very little calm here in the book of Mark. Even when it seems like it's going to be calm, things like blood sweating happens, and it's just, it's tough. It's tough. And it never seems to cease here. We talked earlier about Mark being an action book, and we were talking in a small group about how, like, all of a sudden it's like, and he's been arrested. And then literally two chapters later, it's over. The story's been told. Thank you very much. This is very, if it feels like that's not a lot of time spent doing that, the reason is there wasn't a lot of time spent doing this. This wasn't weeks of contemplation where he was in prison like Paul writing letters. None of this occurs. This is all occurring over basically a 24-hour period. He's arrested at night, and by morning, he's in front of Pilate to be crucified. They've held their trial. Jesus is guilty. All have fled from persecution. If you were, and I say all because it's disciples, it could be followers, who knows? Effectively, Jesus is alone, and Jewish leadership wants him dead. Don't mix this up. They don't want him convicted. They don't want him to be reprimanded. They want him dead. He needs to die. All has gone to plan, just as prophesied. In the middle of this hopelessness, we see, we know, we can go back and read that Isaiah foretold this. God has planned this. This must occur. Doesn't make it enjoyable to read about, but it is prophesied. This was God's plan. So when we start this off, emergency meeting. If anybody's playing Among Us these days, there's a button in the game for that. Emergency meeting. So they're having a meeting. That's where we start. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests, they call it a consultation. But why a meeting? Why are they doing this? He's guilty, right?